Defenses. Speak about another piece of legislation going through the Oireachtas now, and that is the sale of alcohol bill. And it's one area that of concern that's been highlighted in recent weeks and months, and it's the proposal by government to extend the opening hours for pubs and clubs. Campaigners, some medics, and some now increasingly within Leinster House are taking issue with this. And I'm joined on the line by Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, who is CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Good afternoon, Sheila.
Good afternoon, Mary, and thank you for having me on.
I'm just wondering, this bill is still making its way through the Oireachtas, but the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, says she hopes it'll be passed this year. What are your particular concerns about the impact that those longer opening hours would have on road safety?
So we know from the international evidence that there's a very clear linkage between licensing hours and road safety concerns. There's been multiple actually studies done on this that show that when you increase trading hours, you're likely to see an increase in drink driving. And I'll just cite you one particular example, but there's multiple examples of this. So a recent study from Norway would have found that a 1 hour extension in licensing hours was associated with up to 30% increase in road collisions, particularly in rural areas. Now, you know, given that in Ireland, 37% of road fatalities have a positive toxicology for alcohol, and 70% of road deaths occur on rural roads, we would be saying that this that the proposals in the sale of alcohol bill are actually a perfect storm that is very likely to lead to increased road deaths. And it's not just us who are saying this. The Road Safety Authority have pointed this out. Multiple other organisations, including Park Road Safety, the Irish Road Victims Association, are saying before this legislation goes any further, there's a need for a health impact assessment so as to be really able to evaluate, you know, the multiple health impacts of extending licensing hours, including on road safety.
Okay, and you've been making representations to various departments that are party to this legislation. I think it's specifically in relation to this health impact assessment. What kind of response are you getting?
Well, to date, what we have is that the people that we have approached, like the previous Taoiseach, well, the current Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, would have said we pass that on to the Department of Justice. Department of Health would have said something similar, but we haven't actually seen a health impact assessment being carried out. Now, this is a very specific type of assessment that looks at the international evidence and says, right, if we're going to see an increase, for example, in road safety concerns or on injuries that would arise as a result of increased licensing hours, what are the actual impacts of that on hospital services, on pressure on Gardaí? How many extra people would you need to have on duty to be able to deal with that? So, you know, just to give you one example, we know that a 1 hour extension in licensing hours is likely to lead to a 34% increase in alcohol related injuries requiring hospital treatment. Now, the likes of, you know, the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine have been saying they're under enormous pressure at the moment in our EDs. The idea of putting anything like a 34% increase in what they would have to deal with in relation to alcohol-related injuries is really unthinkable. So that's why it is very necessary to have that. And we are, you know, we're hopeful that with a new Taoiseach coming in, that there's space and time to look at this again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because Leo Varadkar was very gung-ho in pressing ahead with this legislation. But if you look back at Simon Harris's record as Minister for Health, he did take a number of steps to counter the advertising of alcohol and so on. Are you expecting a different approach from Simon Harris when he becomes Taoiseach?
Yes, we would be expecting that because, you know, Simon Harris would have been very familiar with, you know, the critical issues around alcohol. We know that with alcohol-related harms, these increase with alcohol consumption. And the drivers of alcohol consumption are affordability, so the price that's there, the amount of advertising that you see, and the third big pillar is availability. So availability has been controlled by the Department of Justice through its licensing system. And we're really saying it's time to kind of have joined up thinking between the Department of Health, which is seeking to reduce our alcohol usage, and the Department of Justice, which is actually seeking to enhance it by increasing licensing hours. And road safety is a huge element, you know, in considerations of this. And, you know, we're aware that you would have, you know, various committees looking at road safety issues, but I think alcohol hasn't been looked at carefully enough.
Okay, Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, many thanks for joining us on the programme. Padraig Tobin, this bill that's going through the Oireachtas, what are your views on whether it should go ahead now or not?
Yeah, I think the government is a ball of contradictions. So on one level, they say that they want to reduce road deaths. But at the other level, what they're going to do is actually increase extend the licensing laws. And there's no doubt, you know, in many rural areas, people won't be able to gain access to taxis. And if they don't have access to taxis, they're unfortunately more likely to use private transport to get home. In many of those rural areas, there simply isn't the public transport to bring them home as well. And, you know, as we've heard there, there is a direct correlation between the lateness of closing times and the number of deaths that happen in other areas. You know, I think like drug driving, you know, again, the government is looking to decriminalise, you know, the use of drugs, which is going to lead to more use of drugs, which will lead to more people driving with drugs. You know, again, you know, the government is looking to try to get people to live in the centre of towns. I can tell you from growing up in the centre of a town, it's not easy living behind a pub or beside a pub that has a late licence. So you don't want
opening hours extended?
No, I think it'll be a retrograde step. I do want to get more people, you know, and want to see the hospitality sector do better. Mm. One of the ways to do that is obviously the VAT issue. I think it's a healthier pint that's drank in a pub than actually is consumed at home. And unfortunately, consumption is moving towards the off-licence rather than the on-licence. And I think the government needs to look at other ways in which they can help nightclubs and pubs function better.
Mairead Farrell, what's Sinn Féin's position on this alcohol bill?
Look, I think we need to look at this practically, and I think what Dr. Kilhaney said there in relation to health impacts assessment seems to be quite reasonable. And really what we've had a lot of the time in here is that we've made decisions and we haven't kind of looked at different consequences. But look, I think we need to look at all of this practically. Like, part of the bill is calling for increase in midweek opening hours in rural areas when, from what I can see, like, there just isn't a demand for that. And then the other thing is we need to look at our nightclubs and that. And obviously, Mary, as a Galway woman yourself, you might have seen some of the videos circulating from Thursday night where, you know, we've seen the first nightclub open in Galway in years, and students, you know, in their throngs trying to get into it, and it actually being, you know, nearly a hazard within itself because the road was completely blocked off. So, of course, we need to be looking at how our nightclubs can work.
Should nightclubs open till 5 a.m. in the morning?
I think we need to look at what nightclubs in cities can do. I do think everything needs to be looked at within an assessment. I don't think that it's necessarily that we right or wrong. But I'll tell you, Mary, my mother's from Berlin, and I spend a lot of time in Berlin, and I studied in Berlin for a period as well. And you know, there obviously the nightclubs are open. They're open. God, they're open 24/7. And at that time, you know, every single student got free public transport. So every student used their free public transport. When you register in the academic year, you get your free student transport card for the entire year, and you use your public transport to go to your nightclubs, come back from your nightclubs, all that kind of thing, and it's a very kind of safe environment. So look, there are some good things in this bill. Like, for example, there's the proposals that if there's special instances for like a book club, or if a community centre is maybe hosting like a fundraiser gig or something and they want to have it open for another hour, well then that's all well and good.
I'm still not clear though if Sinn Féin wants the nightclubs to stay open till 5 a.m. and extended opening hours in other parts of the country.
Well, I do think we need to kind of look at it a whole. I don't think that necessarily everything in this bill is good. No, so I'm not going to say.
Because it sounds like Sinn Féin is a bit lukewarm now on this bill, because you did previously support it, didn't you? It was welcomed by Sinn Féin when it was initially introduced back in 2022. And there was also a private member's motion by Fintan Warfield of Sinn Féin calling for reform of trading laws, saying the current trading hours are antiquated. So is Sinn Féin sort of getting a bit cooler on this bill that it once supported?
No, I think, like, obviously there's like antiquated laws. I mean, I think that's quite clear. Like, I mean, as I said, when you have a situation where there are hundreds of students trying to get into one nightclub because all of the nightclubs in Galway closed and students never had an opportunity to go into nightclubs, well then obviously there's something going wrong here, and we need to look at that in a whole. Absolutely. But at the same time, if you're saying to me that you should have places open till 5 a.m. in the middle of the week, in the middle of, you know, rural Ireland, well then, you know, unless there's actually need or want for that, then we need to look at it. I think what Dr. Gilhaney said there in terms of actually having a health impact assessment is something that is positive and can only assist with it.
Okay, so Minister, I just go to you because Liz O'Donnell of the Road Safety Authority wrote to you in January. She is seeking that impact assessment. Have you taken any action on foot of her letter, or have you responded to her?
I have responded to her, and we've reflected that to the Department of Justice. What I would say is first of all, drink or drug driving at any time of the day, whether it's 3 a.m., 3 p.m., is completely unacceptable. I mean, it is zero tolerance approach to that.
No, I'll deal
with that. But I just want to say, because it's important, we're talking about a margin of an hour here in the context of legislation which has yet to be published, and Minister McEntee is working on it, following pre-legislative scrutiny, following 5,000 submissions and multiple engagements with stakeholders.
So should it be stalled until that impact assessment takes place?
What Minister McEntee has said is that she's going to take the views into account of agencies like the Road Safety Authority, the Department of Health, the CMO, and the representatives like Alcohol Action Ireland as the bill is being drafted. So this bill isn't presently in the Oireachtas. It's being drafted by Minister McEntee, taking the feedback into account that she's received and taking the views into account that's come from a health perspective. And also, she's been absolutely clear that the intention here is to maintain a restrictive approach, to have a closely regulated system through the district court, and to streamline the system of regulation and licensing that we have at the moment.
Do you fear that leaving nightclubs open till 5 o'clock in the morning will lead to an increase in road deaths?
Well, I think that we need, as part of the overall assessment, for example, we had the National Transport Authority before the pre-legislative scrutiny process, and we have an extensive plan with bus connects in our cities, for example, to have a much better public transport system to enhance the nighttime economy.
But without that system in place,
I think it has to be. If we are extending licensing hours, it needs to be complemented by the ongoing improvement in public transport that we're seeing. And I think the structure around licensing when it comes to extended nightclub hours will have to obviously. For example, Mairead mentioned the issue in Galway. There's also a present issue where, at a certain time, many people flood onto the street at the same time, which creates a public safety issue when it comes to certain closing times. So there is a need to consider the public safety issues, the road safety issues. And I know Minister McEntee has been clear that she will be taking into account the perspectives of from a health side and the other engagements that she had. And this bill is only post the pre-legislative scrutiny process and has yet to be published.
Okay.
And
it's being worked on actively by Minister McEntee. I'm afraid, because we have to take a break, but we'll have more after these.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.